Looking for a quick, easy, and secure way to holiness? You're in luck. Stay right there. We're going to talk about it. Hey there, welcome. Come on in and make yourself at home. My name is Gary Zimak. I'm going to be here for the next 30 minutes as we enter into day 7 of our 33-day preparation for total consecration. Believe it or not, today is the final day of the first week. You see, I told you it was going to fly by. Tomorrow, as we enter into day 8, we're going to start to focus for the next week on St. Maximilian Kolbe. But we don't want to get ahead of ourselves. Today, we'll take a look at one final look at the total consecration that was popularized by St. Louis de Montfort and how it's a quick, easy, and secure way to holiness. One of the things I want to encourage you is that I want to encourage you to continue on with this, and don't think that it's some sort of a shortcut or that there's something wrong in going for a quick, easy, and secure way to holiness. No. Not at all, because what you're trying to do, what we're all trying to do through this total consecration is to ensure that we get to heaven, right? There is nothing more important than that. We don't want to mess around with our eternal salvation. So therefore, we need all the help we can get. So this is a great thing. And remember, it is highly recommended by the church. A few days ago, we looked at all the popes who endorsed it. St. Louis de Montfort is a saint. I mean, you know, this is a really, really good devotion. If you have any questions as we go through the process, please don't hesitate to contact me at Gary@followingthetruth.com. That's what I'm here for. I'm here to help you. So let me know what I can do for you. Also on the program today, we'll look at the Mass readings for Thursday of the 23rd week in Ordinary Time. We have some good Mass readings that I want to talk about too. So we should be able to fit all this in on today's program. I want to take a sip of my beverage du jour before we continue. Delicious, very good stuff. Today I have just a big tall glass of water with a nice slice of lemon in it. Boy, it was a rainy day here today in southern New Jersey, but we really need the rain. We haven't had any rain for a while. God is good. He gives us what we need, whether it be some sunshine or rain. Very grateful for the Lord, for the fact that the Lord gave me another day, right? I mean, that's something to really be thankful for. And unfortunately, being humans and having that fallen human nature, what we all tend to do, and I have a big tendency to do this, so believe me, I'm not trying to point fingers at anybody else. We have a tendency to look at our problems and complain about things rather than to look at our blessings and be grateful for what has been given to us. And that's something the Lord can help us with. That's something that total consecration can help us with, because it's going to bring us in closer contact with Jesus, which will ultimately, if we're receptive, give us the grace that we need to be more appreciative of the blessings that we have. So without further ado, let's launch into prayer. I ask you to join me as we address our Heavenly Father. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Dear Father in heaven, thank you so much for giving us another day. We're very grateful for your love, for the fact that you're always there for us, for the fact that you opened up your kingdom of heaven to us. We're grateful for the fact that you sent us Jesus Christ, your Son, to be our Lord and Savior. And we're grateful for the gift of our Blessed Mother Mary, who helps us as we strive to become holy and live with you, Father, in heaven. We ask you to bless us and our family members, all of those who we come in contact with throughout the day. Keep us strong and faithful to this preparation for total consecration. Please help us always to seek to do your will. Help us to be willing to fight against our inclination to sin. And please strengthen us, because we're really weak and we need lots of help. I ask you, Father, to speak through me on the program today. Please, I give this program to you. And I ask you to give us the message that you would like us to have this day. And please open our minds and our hearts to be receptive to that message. We ask for this in the most holy and the most sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. And now we turn to our Blessed Mother Mary and we ask for her prayers as we pray together. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of Peace, pray for us. Good Saint Joseph, pray for us. Saint Louis de Montfort, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Really great to be here with you once again. I am not kidding. I just love doing this program. I'm so thankful that you come here day after day, have a seat at my table, and you let me share some good news with you. And let's make no mistake about this. This is good news. One of the problems I think that so many of us face is that we are attracted to the things of the world. And we're all seeking happiness. We're all looking for joy. And the world tells us that we're going to get that joy through possessions and by things going our way, right? Isn't that the message of the world? If you want peace, if you want joy, well, then things have to go your way. If you've got problems, you're never going to be, you'll never be happy. You need those problems to go away. And when problems go away, the world tells us, and a lot of us believe, that we're going to be happy. Unfortunately, we're never going to have a day that doesn't have some sort of a problem in it. And that happiness that we get from worldly things and things going our way, that's temporary. The only true source of peace and joy in this life, and this is an absolute statement, is Jesus Christ. And if we have that encounter with Christ daily, and believe me, you have to work at it. And if we have that encounter with him every day, and we carve out the time, and yes, I say carve out the time, we're going to have to make the time for Jesus to spend with our Lord. If we spend that time with him on a daily basis by reading scripture, especially the gospels, if we spend time in prayer, if we're able to get to daily mass, if we're able to get to Eucharistic adoration, if we do these things and encounter Christ every day, and I'm not saying we can do all of those things every day, but we better be at least praying and reading scripture, then we are going to experience joy in our lives. It's not the typical type of joy that we feel when somebody tells us we just won $1 million. That never happened to me, but you can imagine how happy you would be if that worked out. It's a lasting and deep joy. It's a supernatural joy that comes with getting to know Christ better. This consecration is all about making that happen. Because by ourselves, we struggle with this. I don't have what it takes to sit down every day and spend time with Jesus because I'm too busy. That's the way my mentality is. I know myself. But through the grace obtained for me from the Blessed Mother, I've been able to do that over the past several years. And I'm more peaceful than I ever was. Do I still have my moments? Yeah, I still have my moments because I'm an anxious person by nature. But when I go out and I speak about overcoming anxiety, I am speaking firsthand. I know what it's like to have sleepless nights. I know what it's like to worry. I know what it's like to have panic attacks. That's how bad it was in my case. But I also know the peace that I've been able to feel once I finally developed a personal relationship with Christ. That's just a little personal testimony I want to lay upon you. If you think that you can't overcome worry and anxiety, you're wrong. You can do it. You can do it. It has to start with Jesus. Now, you might need to get some professional help. That's totally understandable. But if you don't have that personal relationship with Christ, all that professional help's not going to matter. Ultimately, our goal should be to get to heaven, to become a saint. That's why we're here. So let's continue down the path and remember that I'm here for you even as we enter into the weekend. You can always shoot me an email at gary@followingthetruth.com. Also remember that I would love to speak at your parish. You can find out more about how to invite me to speak at your parish by visiting my website, followingthetruth.com. And the final thing before we launch into today's preparation meditation is if you're able to help me financially to keep this apostolate going, I could really use your help. If my work benefits you in any way, it would really help me if you're able to either become a monthly sponsor of my work or to make a one-time donation. I don't talk about it that much anymore, but I still am very much dependent on your donations. That's why I'm here today. I'm still able to do the show because of your generosity. But it's tough. The economy's taking a toll. This goes back a few years. I took a hit when a number of people could no longer afford to donate. I'm not going to say anything more about it, but just thank you. Know that I very much need your donations. And if the show helps you, please consider doing that. You would do that by going to followingthetruth.com and clicking on the donate tab. You can do it securely through PayPal. I could really use some additional monthly sponsors. So if you're able to help me out there, I would really, really appreciate it. Thank you in advance for anything you can do there. All right, let's talk about the material today. Day 7, a quick, easy, and secure way to holiness. For the last 2 days, we've learned about some beautiful benefits of being consecrated to Jesus through Mary. Benefits both to ourselves and to those who are closest to us. Today, on this final day of meditation on the teaching of St. Louis de Montfort, we're going to focus on other benefits of Marian consecration. Specifically, we're going to learn about how Marian consecration is a quick, easy, and secure way to holiness. As we read about this, we should keep in mind that the gift of these benefits doesn't entitle us to just kick back and take it easy. Okay, I'm glad Father Gately saying that, because some people like me, we can get a little lazy sometimes. I'm not saying you, but I'm saying this is the way I can be, and I'm glad he's saying that. And he goes on to say this would be the self-love that St. Louis rebuked during yesterday's reading. Rather, when we see God's generosity in giving us such a great gift as Marian consecration, we should strive all the more ardently to live it out and grow in holiness. So we get this quick, easy, and secure way to holiness, but that doesn't mean we're not supposed to work. We are still supposed to work. We still, even in spite of the fact that we will be doing work, we still are going to need help. Anytime we sin, we're turning away from the Lord. We're not living out our baptismal promises. He gave his life for you and me. How are we returning the love for him? By sinning? Quite often, that's what we do, right? So we want to take advantage of this quick, easy, and secure way to holiness. Because I want to get started today, right? I want to become holy today. So I need a quick way to be holy. And that's what this total consecration is all about. Okay, Father Gately states, let's start with the quick and easy part. The way of consecration to Jesus through Mary is a quick and easy way to holiness. And what is holiness? Dying to self. I'm going to say that again because that's an important thing to remember. It's one of the things I want you to really take away from today's material. What is holiness? Dying to self. And that this is definitely not easy. Still, Marian consecration is a relatively quick and easy way along a path that by its very nature isn't easy and often takes a long time. St. Louis introduces this way as follows. As there are secrets of nature by which natural operations are performed more easily in a short time and at little cost, so also there are secrets in the order of grace by which supernatural operations, such as ridding ourselves of self, filling ourselves with God, and becoming perfect, are performed more easily. Now let's pause and I'm going to share some insight. I've got a problem with being selfish sometimes. I've got a problem with liking comfort. I like to be comfortable. I don't like to be uncomfortable. Sometimes I don't like going out of my way to help people, especially if I don't particularly like the people that I'm supposed to help. It's easy for me to help those I love, those who are loving me back, those who are nice, those who are very vulnerable. But people who are nasty, people who are not necessarily receptive of my help, people who might not appreciate my help, people who I just don't like, I find it difficult to help them. Therefore, I need assistance. Because I know that not helping those people and being selfish and not stepping out of my comfort zone could possibly, and I'm not exaggerating, could possibly keep me out of heaven. That is a big time, serious, super duper problem. That's a life-changing problem. I have got to fix that. Because going to hell for all eternity is simply not an option. But it's an absolute reality. I know, you know me, I have to give it to you straight. It is a reality. It could happen, especially if we're not doing what the Lord wants us to do, which is to love other people. Now, does that mean we'll necessarily go to hell? Not necessarily. We could have to spend a long, long, long time in purgatory, which isn't fun either. So we want to try to rectify this problem in this life. The quicker we become holier in this life, the quicker we'll get to heaven after we die. That's really important to remember that. You don't want to just put it off and say, oh, well, it'll all get worked out in purgatory. Purgatory is a purification process. It's not going to be that much fun because there's nothing you can do to speed along the process. You can, right now, there are things you can do. You can ask the Lord for the grace to turn away from sin and cooperate with that grace and avoid sin. You don't want to just go sinning for the rest of your life and then figuring out, well, it'll all work out in the end. No, it won't. And if so, it might be really painful. So now is the time. We have been given another day. You are here today at this moment. Will you be here tomorrow? Will I be here tomorrow? None of us can say for sure. So let's get really serious about this quick, easy, and secure way to becoming holy. The quicker you and I become holy, the quicker it is that when we die, we'll get to heaven. And it's serious business. Okay, Father Gately, so how do we follow this quick and easy way? By giving ourselves to Jesus through Mary. Mary leads us to Jesus and makes the road to holiness quick and easy, even though she doesn't take away our crosses. In fact, those who are particularly beloved by Mary often have more crosses than others, but Mary makes the crosses sweet and light. Okay, these are the words of St. Louis de Montfort. It is quite true that the most faithful servants of the Blessed Virgin, being also her greatest favorites, receive from her the greatest favors and graces of heaven, which are crosses. But I maintain that it is also the servants of Mary who carry these crosses with more ease, more merit, and more glory. That which would stay the progress of another 1,000 times over, or perhaps would make him fall, does not once stop their steps, but rather enables them to advance, because that good mother, all full of grace and of the unction of the Holy Spirit, prepares her servants' crosses with so much maternal sweetness and pure love as to make them gladly acceptable, no matter how bitter they may be in themselves. It's just as a person would not be able to eat unripe fruits without a great effort, which he could hardly keep up unless they had been preserved in sugar. We make more progress in a brief period of submission to and dependence on Mary than in whole years of following our own will and relying upon ourselves. By this practice, faithfully observed, you will give Jesus more glory in a month than by any other practice, however difficult, in many years. True devotees of Mary have such facility in carrying the yoke of Jesus Christ that they feel almost nothing of its weight. Do not let the fact that there will be crosses in your life scare you and deter you from going through with this total consecration. You're going to have crosses no matter what. But this consecration will give you the grace to carry your crosses and make them almost effortless, or make it almost effortless. Your cross can become sweet. Does it make sense according to the world? No. None of this makes sense according to the world. It's a complete paradox. How can I be peaceful and at the same time be suffering? That's the paradox of Christianity. That's exactly what Jesus told us, that we would be able to experience peace. But it's a supernatural peace. It's not the peace that the world gives. And this is just something that you're going to have to pray about, and you're going to have to speak with the Lord. I mean, you should be asking him every day for the strength that you need and the enlightenment that you need to be able to progress with this total consecration. Okay, let's see. Father Gately says this. So the way of Marian consecration truly is quick and easy, relatively speaking. As St. Louis says elsewhere, it's like the difference between a sculptor who makes a statue through weeks, long weeks of hard labor, hammering away with a chisel, and another artist who makes the same statue quickly and easily by using a mold. Mary is the mold that forms us most perfectly, quickly and easily, into other images of Christ. We'll now close these reflections on the wonderful benefits of Marian consecration by letting St. Louis describe how this way is also a secure path, meaning that as we walk it, we're particularly protected from and defended against evil. Mary puts herself around her true children and accompanies them like an army in battle array. Shall a man who has an army of 100,000 soldiers around him fear his enemies? A faithful servant of Mary, surrounded by her protection, has still less to fear. This good mother would rather dispatch battalions of millions of angels to assist one of her servants than it should ever be said that a faithful servant of Mary who trusted in her had had to succumb to the malice, the number, and the vehemence of his enemies. In other words, Mary's going to protect you. She's your mom, and she's going to keep you safe from those forces of evil that you might even not be able to see, but the ones that are definitely around you. Let's close with a prayer. Come, Holy Spirit, living in Mary, help me to praise you for such a quick, easy, and secure path to holiness. Think about it. Think about the fact that this is a quick, easy, and secure path to holiness. No more messing around. Listen, you're making this the effort to listen to these programs. You're taking your holiness seriously. You're taking your relationship with the Lord seriously. And to that I say, good for you. You are on the right track. So hang in there. We are going to continue day by day for all of these 33 days to get ready to make our total consecration on October the 7th. And you will not regret doing it. I can make you that promise. You're not going to regret it. And remember, if you do regret it, you can rescind it simply by an act of the will. What does that mean? That means you say to the Lord, Lord, you know what? This isn't for me. Can I take back my total consecration? And just like that, things are back to the way they were. There's no sin involved. You're not doing anything wrong. But just please ask the Lord to enlighten you. Ask him to send his Holy Spirit to enlighten you so that you will be able to appreciate exactly what a great devotion this is. Total consecration to Jesus through Mary. All right, any questions? You know where to find me, gary@followingthetruth.com. And tomorrow, we're going to kick off the second week of our total consecration as we begin a week devoted to St. Maximilian Kolbe. After that, Blessed Mother Teresa, and after that, St. John Paul II, 5 days of review, and then it's time for total consecration. And I really hope you're enjoying the experience. I am. I really get excited about this. I do this once a year. This is my renewal. This is the fourth time I've renewed my consecration. Every year that I do it, I get more and more excited about it. I just love sharing this great secret with you, the secret of Mary. And just what a great mom she really is in our lives. Now, we're running a little bit behind, so what I'm going to do today is just read the gospel. It's important that I share some scripture each day. I don't want to let you go without sharing God's words with you. Today, we're going to look at the gospel according to Luke, Luke chapter 6, verses 27 through 38. And these are some powerful words by our Lord Jesus. I want you to let these words sink in because he's got a great message for us today. Jesus said to his disciples, "To you who hear, I say, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who mistreat you. To the person who strikes you on one cheek, offer the other one as well. And from the person who takes your cloak, do not withhold even your tunic. Give to everyone who asks of you. And from the one who takes what is yours, do not demand it back. Do to others as you would have them do to you. For if you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners do the same. If you lend money to those from whom you expect repayment, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners and get back the same amount. But rather love your enemies and do good to them, and lend expecting nothing back. Then your reward will be great, and you will be the children of the Most High, for He Himself is kind to the ungrateful and the wicked. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. Stop judging, and you will not be judged. Stop condemning, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and gifts will be given to you. A good measure, packed together, shaken down, and overflowing, will be poured into your lap. For the measure with which you measure will in return be measured out to you. Now, when we hear this, I don't know about you, but when I hear this, I start to panic a little bit. I got to love my enemies. I got to be nice to people who aren't nice to me. I mean, you know, that's tough. And this, we talked about this earlier in the program. This is challenging. This is a challenging message from Christ to us. But He doesn't change it based upon our inability to respond. Jesus didn't say, well, you know what? If you find this too tough, don't worry about it. If you have a hard time stepping out of your comfort zone, and you have a hard time being nice to people who are not nice to you, that's okay. Just try to be nice to some people, the people you really like. He never said that. So there is no, there. He doesn't water the message down at all. There's no way out for us. We've got to somehow find a way to obey His command if we expect to get to heaven. Therefore, we need help. That's why total consecration is so beautiful. Because what Jesus is saying is He wants us to be holy. He's commanding us to be holy. But by ourselves, we fail so many times. If any of us were to die today, there's a chance we could be in trouble. There's probably somebody we haven't forgiven. There's probably some work that we really haven't gotten to because we don't want to do it. We probably hoarded our money a little bit too much. There are all kinds of problems that could potentially cause trouble for us when we're judged. We have to err on the side of caution, right? We're not going to want to get to heaven, to our judgment, and just take a chance that we're probably in good shape. We want to make sure that we're really, really in good shape. So if there's a problem or two or three or 50 in our lives, we want to try to clear those problem areas up. If I'm not as nice as I could be, if I'm impatient sometimes, if I don't give the Lord as much attention as He deserves each day, if I grumble, if I complain, I mean, some of these things are little things, but they could be problems. They could be signs of a bigger problem. If I've got some issues in my life, I want to make sure that I do whatever I can to address those issues. If I can't be nice to you, and Jesus is telling me I have to, I better go find some help. This is where our Blessed Mother can help us through total consecration, a quick, easy, and secure way to become holy. So let's take these words to heart. Let's not be afraid of what Jesus said. A lot of times, if the message is too tough in Scripture, we don't like to read it. And we'll turn and find a more appealing message. We shouldn't do that. This is what Jesus wants us to hear today. He's telling us what we need to do, how we need to treat people. He was able to forgive those who crucified Him while He was hanging on the cross. We need help, don't we? The Blessed Mother is standing by, and she is waiting to help us. Well, I got really excited. I got to go chill out for a little bit. I get really spun up when I start talking about this, but it's really important. And I really care about you, too. That's why I do this program. I want to make sure that I give it to you straight and that I don't pull any punches so you know what we're dealing with. It is doable. With the Lord's help, you can begin to love your enemies. Let's turn to the Blessed Mother and let's ask for her assistance to make that possible. Thanks so much for tuning in. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow night. I hope you can join me. If you need anything, just don't forget, let me know. Thanks again for stopping by. God bless you, and we'll talk to you soon.